The Internet, the final frontier.
Well, hello. On today's episode, Brian Massey sits down with Alpha 5 from the Power Rangers, one of the Angry Beavers, Billy of the Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy, and Invader Zoom. Richard Horvitz is here, and this time he's watching you eat cereal. I'm Sean Holmes, and you just got to the good part. Strap in and sit tight. You're boldly going nowhere. Brian Massey here, and we are with Richard Horvitz, legendary voice actor from obviously Invader Zim. We got Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy. I actually have a question from one of our friends, Jordan.
Hello, Jordan.
Who would win in a fight, the Angry Beavers or the Angry Birds?
Spooty question. Of course, it would be the Angry Beavers. Silly, silly Jordan.
If you don't mind me asking, how did you get into the business?
I never set out to start out in voiceover. I was an on-camera actor from the time I was basically 10 years old.
Oh, wow.
And then in the 80s, I hit a stride with a lot of on-camera work, a lot of teen films like Summer School with Mark Harmon, directed by Carl Reiner. And I did every single sitcom known to man in those days. I did Head of the Class, You Can't Take It With You, Different Strokes, you name it. I was on it back in those days. And then around 1989 or so, someone said, you know what, you got a really interesting voice. Why don't you get into voiceover? And I didn't know anything about voiceover. It just so happens that my commercial agent at the time shared an office with a voiceover agent. And I walked over and I said, hey, I'd like to be in voiceover. And she said, okay, go make a reel. And back then it was a reel-to-reel.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I made a demo reel, and next thing I knew, I was on my way into voiceover fun.
Oh, fantastic. All right, so I actually got the opportunity to talk to you on the way here, and I got to ask you about some of your newer material coming out soon, if you wouldn't mind pitching that.
Sure. I'm still doing the Skylanders series of games as Chaos, which is a lot of fun. I'm very proud of that game. I'm working with Maxwell Adams on his new project called Dead Meat, coming to somewhere soon. And I continue to do a lot of radio commercials. I do commercials for True Green, stuff like that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Awesome. So what would you say over the years? I mean, obviously, there's been some people who said that, different voices, they're in your head and you never mix them up or anything like that, and you never have your own favorites. But what are your top three favorite voices that you do? What are your three favorite characters that you would say that you've done?
Well, I would have to say it's probably most people of my work's favorite top three, which would be Zim, Billy, and Daggett. Those are what I'm known for primarily. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of other shows along the way. I was in El Tigre as Dr. Chipotle, and I was, I was Rodney J. Squirrel in Squirrel Boy. But I would say that the top three are, I guess a lot of people like Alpha 5 from Power Rangers also, but for domestic animation, those are the top three.
Oh my God, I completely forgot you were Alpha 5.
Zordon, the Power Rangers are in trouble.
Rangers.
Here's the question, why don't you just start as the Megazord? It would cut out about 15 minutes of the show.
Do you have any other questions?
Put on the spot all of a sudden.
You have.
Okay, here's a question. Angry Beavers, now that was one of the more popular shows on Nickelodeon, I would say mid to late 90s. Now, how did that role come about? I mean, did they just hear your voiceover?
I had never done an animated series before. It was my very first full-time domestic animated series, and it had been auditioned for 2 years at that point, and everybody in town had auditioned for it. When I went in to read for it, I decided to do it in the beginning as Lou Costello from Abbott and Costello, which surprisingly sounds exactly like Tyne Daly from Cagney and Lacey. You listen to me, Christine. I am a New York City cop. Hello, Norbert. So it sounds like, sounds like Tyne Daly is doing the role. But it just so happens that the creator of the show, Mitch Schauer, loves like classic comedy and old time stuff, horror movies. That's why there's the Oxnard Montalvo stuff. And he got that it was Lou Costello. Yeah. And that's how I got the job.
I mean, yeah, that's how I first became familiar with your work. And then obviously Zim came along later. And I would honestly say, out of all Nickelodeon shows, I think Zim sort of takes it for at least most people our age.
I was very fortunate with Angry Beavers in that Mitch allowed me to improvise a lot, and it allowed me to get my animation chops going really strongly. Because he allowed me the freedom, it allowed me to blossom, and it made me completely comfortable in the animation world in front of a mic. So that by the time I got to Zim, which I went into right after the Beavers ended, I went right into Zim, I was still, you know, at the peak of my playing pretend.
I mean, and that's amazing. And like I said, it's those two roles to me, I mean, sort of, you know, cemented, you know, why I watched Nickelodeon when I was,
yeah,
you know, a little bit younger. I mean, I still watch that stuff to this day just because,
yeah,
I still,
me too.
There's still humor out of it.
Yeah.
And that's one of the beauty of, I mean.
That's what I love about Zim. Zim is like the show for me that I can watch and take myself out of it and still love it, meaning it's not just a show I look to see, oh, how did I do that line or how did I perform that? It's something that I watch as a audience member, mm-hmm, and I can separate myself from it and really enjoy it. It's one of the shows that I can watch every time it's on, no matter what the episode is. It's like Seinfeld to me that way. I can watch Seinfeld over and over and over and over again.
Well, and actually, then that actually leads me to a question. Do you ever catch yourself doing that? Like, you're watching previous work that you've done, and it's like, oh, man, how did I do that line?
Yeah, I think we all do that. I think we wish we had done something different sometimes. But for the most part, Zim was, you know, just out there, so I don't know if there could be a lot. As it was, I was doing it differently than probably a lot of people would do it.
Yeah, that's true.
And it was just my natural cadence in my voice, so. Yeah.
Well, I gotta say, I mean, this has been a huge pleasure for me.
Great.
And I think
me
I
too.
Can speak for the rest of us.
Yay!
But I mean,
yay! The pleasure is all yours.
I want to thank you very much for boldly going nowhere with us, and maybe you could send us out with Zim.
Hey, you have been listening to this podcast with me, Invader Zim. Now, go rain down some doom.
Boldly Going Nowhere is a Castwave Studios production. For other shows and more, visit castwavestudios.com. Wow, that sounded great.
Yay!
But I mean,
yay! The pleasure is all yours!